lot over time. So we got to find a way to pay for that. We've had pretty good success at the involvement of the tribal government. I mean, they've invested a lot of money. Like I said, I've got 10 gigabit fiber to all the business entities. They've done a lot of stuff for themselves. Even in times where a lot of times, you know, people think that the band that wants to put their hand out and have somebody else do it for them. Well, they haven't. They've done a lot of work themselves. Unfortunately, not so much on the state level, but on the federal level, we found that that's really kind of hurt us a little bit. Because when we go to seek loans or grants, first question asked, well, do you have any connectivity? And we explain, yeah, we've done great stuff. We've done some really cool stuff. We have this connected, we have community centers connected, we have all, oh, sorry, we can't help you. This is only for people who don't have anything. You know, that's difficult. But we're working past it. I mean, we've worked really well with, we were one of the tier tenants on the Northeast Service Cooperative's Middle Mile project. You know, that's had some bumps, but we're getting there. We were involved in a study where we're looking at that was funded through a grant to look at what are the costs to put in broadband connectivity. And one of the things I looked at was, we looked a little bit at wireless, we looked at lots of different options. We really ran into, we have way, way too many pine trees for wireless. I either have to put in a mesh network that rivals NASA's, or I have to crank the power up so high that the pine trees blow. And NBC doesn't really like that.
Cut a lot of pine trees,
and you know, the band's really not very happy about that. So we decided the best route for us would probably be fiber to the home. You know, most people don't realize fiber's not new. It's old. I mean, and it's a technology that has easily went from the 50s to the now and adapted nicely. You just change the stuff on the ends of it. Well, we got the study done, and it's going to be about $9 million to put fiber to the home to pass by the homes on the reservation. That's not the cost we would have to pass on to the end consumer. They would still be just like your power, your gas, your sewer, they're still going to have to pay to get it from the street to their homes. Mm-hmm. But just to pass by the majority of the homes on the reservation is about $9 million. That's a big chunk of change for any community of 3,000 people. You know. And but we're working on it. So we've had some, well, we've gotten to the point where the community members are no longer asking for it. They're demanding. Mm-hmm. And they're demanding that we do something. The issue that I kind of like to make, I think you guys already know, and I kind of like to make our elected representatives aware of, is no community operates in a vacuum. No. Rural communities all across the state face exactly the same thing. They don't exist in a vacuum. It's not like you just can move over to the community next to it that has this connectivity. You know, if your rural communities don't have electricity, they don't have clean water, they don't have fuel, you know, either gas, propane, what have you. These are all utilities. And how do you define a utility? Well, it's something that we as a people have determined is necessary to survive in life. You know, there's a few simple challenges I give just about anybody where they'll look something up. You know, when I was a kid, the haves, you could tell, they had a set of encyclopedias at home. They had a distinct advantage when it came to time to write that report in school. They got a little better grades. They had a little more prep time. They usually had a little leg up to get into college, and then they had a leg up to get a job, and then, you know, and the have-nots, well, that was me. I'm not ashamed to admit, I come from a band of 13 that was pretty poor. We waited our turn to get that encyclopedia from the school, or the, you know, in my case, the Floodwood Library, you know. But that's what the internet's become. It's not just for games, for Facebook. It's a utility. You know, there's more and more counties. You want to fill out an application for something, you have to get online to do it. There's more and more places that you need to send your resume in, or you need to fill out your job application online. The society as we know it has taken the internet connectivity away from the geeks like me and made it mainstream. It's not even, well, I had to give a talk on the best example I can give of a technological implementation, a successful technological implementation. I passed